white demonstrator, please take the Dharma teaching seat.
The people who were
the disadvantage here were quite like the sunglasses. And this would be called the mountain lens. So the Buddha regarded the sangha as kind of land. Before there was the sutra about the sangha, about ordination.
There was this one precept. A man
of 19 years old, in front of a little monk, a male little monk, like a junior monk, and the man still has to pay homage to the junior monk. That was the precept that was set by Buddha Sakyamuni. For us in true Buddha school, my personal view is that there's equality between men and women, between women and men. Whether it's men and women, and women and men, they are equal. Whether we are monks or nuns, we are equal to each other. So the Sangha is still the first, otherwise we would be criticized by others. So in true Buddha school, the presiding master sometimes is a lady. And next to him or her are the Sangha, are the ordained people. But in the future, all masters will be ordained. Only ordained people can become masters. But when a presiding master is a deity, supported by the Sangha, this can be criticized by the Buddhist world. Because in Buddhism, generally there is no ceremony where at the center is a deity surrounded by a Sangha. But in the past, the disciples are few, and the ordained people are few. So, just as in the ancient world, we had masters who were ordained. But in the future, any lady who wants to become masters or want to propagate the Buddha Dharma, they need to be ordained. So I would like to give a few examples. There's some who become masters as soon as they become ordained, and some become a Dharma king right after they are ordained. The master bestowed a lineage robe first to Master Liangmu. Then he was ordained. So at the time of ordination, the lineage robe was bestowed. Why? Also, empowerment, or give him the master's empowerment. Give him the title of master, because his wisdom is very short. And he still has a long way to go. He generated a vow to save sentient beings. So, at the time of ordination, the master, he noticed that his wisdom is very short. He is a good example. And he's very personable. Although he knows Kung Fu, he's still very honorable. But please pay attention to the temptations of the other sex. Because Master Liangmu, we're still young. We still have to but Guo Master has been in the society for a long time. So Guo Master can take it on or put it down. Guo Master Liu is, if you want to come here, let you come, or if you want to go, we'll let you go. and then his heart's not moved. And you need to be like that. You need to train yourself to be like that. Enlightenment is not an easy matter, like Master Yen Ying. Master Yen Fu. This way you are enlightened. They are enlightened ones. And enlightened ones need to be ordained too. And they require, there's equality between men and women. And they both get lineageship. The title of the masters, Vajra masters. Just know that the one who got the lineageship in the past, like the six patriarchs, needed to run away and to hide in seclusion because there are a lot of jealousy around them. Don't think that you are high up there just because you got the lineageship. You have not started your cultivation. You only see the enlightenment. So first, although you're an enlightened one, but the things that you need to learn, it's only, you only began to learn what you need to learn. So as a lady, you have a lot of troubles in life. But once you wear this precept robe, you are even more troubled. There's still more troubles to come. It's not so simple. You only began to train to be a true Dharma king. The manager of the Seattle Lutheran Temple is like an official. In Chinese saying, you're not afraid of the officer, but you're afraid of the manager, or ones who controls you and manages you. Reference Shenron of Victor, the name Victor, is not only a manager, it's not only an officer, it's also a manager. It's not so honorable or always fulfill other people's requests, but it's a very brisk. So the Seattle Lutheran Temple is filled with all kinds of challenges. So anyone who's ordained here, it's not easy for them to live here for a long time. If you can pass all the hardships presented here, it would be easy for them to live elsewhere. So, when you just ordained, or you just became a master, or just received a lineage robe, you are the focus of the attention of all sentient beings. So your words and your conduct, your behavior, should follow the standards of enlightenment. If you do something, someone will ask, is this enlightenment? Is that the works of enlightenment? Is that the behavior or the conduct of an enlightened one? People would ask. People would talk. Once enlightened, you know the ultimate truth of the universe. You have to do the prajna. You have to walk the prajna walk, and you have to learn the six parameters. there's equality among all sentient beings. Although the enlightened force, that the sentient beings are equal. So you view all sentient beings as yourself. You have to also follow the tantric precepts. And generally the bodhicitta, and once you're enlightened, you have no more desire or greed, anger or delusion. They are eliminated. There's nothing to gain. You dwell on nothing, and nothing matters to you, and you need to apply them. So it's not easy to be like them. After Master Yen went to California, he was educated by the four great Dharmas, the four great ladies of California. And he said, thank you very much. So that was his humble appearance, and that was the first teaching that he received. And the four good ladies of California felt very happy, very pleased, and wanted to regard Master Lien Ying as their godson. And in the future, he may be a godson of many others. So his performance in California is like that. We should praise him. And any questions that were raised to him, he patiently explained. So these four great ladies of California were my spies. And they came back and reported it that his performance was good. So now we are restored to him. So the newly ordained people who received the lineage robes, who became masters, should set a good example for us in the rooms. So whatever you say, whatever you do, should meet the standard of enlightenment. Think what is the enlightenment is about, and you should think what you should do, and you should reform the six paramitas, the six perfections, and you need to have attainments in your practices of inner fire, pressure vase, light drops, and you need to open your heart chakra. Only then you'll be able to see your own Buddha nature. That's the most important thing. So, although you have a true understanding of the mind, you still need to see your own true nature. Now you already comprehend the enlightenment of the ultimate truth, but you still want to see your own nature, your own Buddha nature. Only then that would be a true and perfect enlightenment. So the newly ordained people have great expectation. The master has great expectations of them. And they need to civilize and do this. One of them is the golden Padma Kumara, and one is blue Padma Kumara. The master that was ordained yesterday, his original name is Song Xianzhen. So where is he now? He's there. His Dharma name is Lianzhen. And immediately he is given the title Master. Why? How many years? 25 years. He's taken refuge for 25 years.
I'm
did you go to Texas? You've been in Texas for 10 years. So 10 years ago, he's taken refuge for 25 years, and 10 years ago he came here with the Grandmaster asking for spiritual consultation. I provided guidance. I helped him. I saved him and also his family with one statement, and he followed my guidance. He left Seattle. And with that one statement, I saved the whole family. And on his own capability, he built the Sanlian with Luzhan Temple, the Three Wheels Luzhan Temple. I've been waiting for him to become a monk, to be ordained, because I recognize him as the Black Padma Kumara. And Master Yuen Huo, also a Black Padma Kumara. And Black Padma Kumaras always have shorter temper. So Master Yuen Huo and the other one, Master Yuen Zeng. Zeng is like to tremor. It's like to tremor the whole eight directions, like all directions. Because his he sold two drugstores for $4 million and built this temple. So he built this three-wheel Luzhan temple in Dallas. I also recognized him, so therefore I bestowed the title of Master to him. And in a few days, I would confer the Master Raja Acharya empowerment to him. And the same, he would save sentient beings in the future. Actually, this Mr. Song also have a short temper. Right? Are you well tempered? And he said, please teach me. How dare I, the Master said. I'm very kind and calm. The Master is very mild tempered. So there is common affinity in everything. There's a reason. And then Master Lian Lai is also a new master. I recognize him as the orange Padma Kumara. It's the same as the Master Lian He, the enlightened master from Brazil. But the Master Lian Lai radiance is slightly smaller. But this Master Lian Zeng, he's a PhD, and he's a Chinese medical doctor. In the future, you can do your practice, medical practice, and at the same time save sentient beings. So don't let go of any patient that you see. Master Lian Lai became a monk. At that time, I wanted to bestow the title of master that I was reading. I wanted to see how he does. And his performance in Singapore is not bad. He's very amiable. And he's willing to help. And he's very kind-hearted. He was an officer in prison, so he managed all the prisoners. So now we can save and deliver all these prisoners. This Dhamma name, Lai, in Chinese character has the, which means it's like a dark grass, a weed. And he asked, how could the master bestow such name to me? But do you know there's so many weeds? Manjushri Bodhisattva knows about medicine. And he regards all plants as medicine, all weeds as medicine. So you're like medicine, you can take it to cure sentient beings. Use it to cure sentient beings. And the weeds cannot be eliminated by the fire. So let's continue. So his performance was good, and he was very low key, very serious and diligent in saving sentient beings. So that was good, very good. So now we recognize him as the master with the background gold orange Padmakumara. And in the future, Master Lien Ming, in his Dharma propagation, Master Lien Lai can support him. There was this brief report that Master Lien Lai was willing to support Master Lien Ming. Although Master Lien Ming knows about Kung Fu, he could not use it. He cannot use it. So he needs someone as his bodyguard so that he doesn't fall into temptation. In my view, Master Lien Lai is not honest. So he would not be easily tempted. He's rather righteous. So he should support Master Lien Ming. Because Master Lien Ming's voice is very soft, like a lady. And his skin is very soft and white and fair like a lady. So the four good ladies of California likes him. The more they're with him, the more they like him. So that's a sign of danger. Even the four good ladies like him, then he's very dangerous. I mean, he's in great danger. So, actually, each of the Fa-sir, the ordained monk and nun, is also a Padmakumara. So, the ordained person, as long as they have a spiritual center, a residence, and they help sentient beings, and the young, and they follow the example of masters, so in the future they too can become masters. But you have to show your performance. You have to show your power that you can be like a master. So even the Sangha, the Ma, songs of the nuns can also help sentient beings. And the masters have the five Buddha crowns, but they are still equal. So each of the Sangha member has the potential to become a master in the future. Like Master Lian Han, why I did not bestow the lineage group to him, but I just gave him a vest? Because he himself felt that he's rather elderly. And there's the saying in Chinese that the waves of the later times would push the waves of the earlier times off the shore. So when he shot the arrow, he was too enlightened. I've said that Master Lian Han is also an enlightened master of Hong Kong. Master Lian Han now is residing in Hong Kong. And he's also a red Padma Kumara. And he's older, so he let the younger ones receive the lineage robes, those under 35. So the young ones are under 35. And also Lianhua Deixiang of Holland, our Dharma brother in Holland, I told him, come and see me in the next life and get the lineage robe. His enlightenment was complete. So he's the top of all the enlightened ones. But he's also rather old. So if he wants to become wants to be ordained, of course he would also get the title of master, but he would not receive a lineage robe, the same with Master Lian Han. Master Lian Han is also an enlightened master. I would like to say more about enlightenment. If you're self-enlightened, and if you say it directly to others, then you have to take responsibility for that. And those who heard it also have to take responsibility. You have to shoulder the effect of that. So if you're enlightened and you say it to another, and you have to suffer a great consequences of saying it, and those who heard it also have to suffer great consequences, and both have to fall into hell. That's a grave consequence. So you can only hint on it, but you cannot say it directly. So those who were enlightened in Seattle Temple, Dharma Sister Yi, she's also enlightened. A lot of people would say to her, whatever you do, is that enlightening? Whatever you say, is that enlightening? Sister Lady enlightened, but she did not want to be ordained immediately. In the future, I don't know. But prior to she becoming ordained, she did not become a master, she would not become a master, and she would not get the lineage group. The masters of greater age, it's near retirement for them. And the master too, the retirement age is 65. In the military, you need to retire at 65. For Chinese, it's 65. So 65 is retirement age. if you have the energy and the capability to see something beings, then by all means do so. But if you lose money, you have poor money, that's inevitable at all ages. So now, the deity at the center and the sangha around it, if you want to be ordained, please do so right away. If you don't want to be ordained, when you reach 65, then you would be retired automatically. So if you can still have the capability to help sentient beings, then please do so. Then do your best. I don't force you to retire. And if I say that you're retired automatically, that is out of bounds a little bit. Because as a spiritual cultivator, there is no retirement. But at 65, what use is the silver hair on your head? And you still need to dye it, color it. What use is that? This is not meant for sumo, by the way. And this is not meant for sumo. Please don't misunderstand. That's how it's said. So you do your best and you put in your best efforts in helping sentient beings. But you still have to follow the tradition and the precepts of Buddha Sakyamuni. That the Sangha and the ordained master is number one, is the first, and the enlightened ones is first. Seeing the Buddha nature as the first and becoming a Buddha as the first and reaching Buddhahood as the first. But toward the end of the human life, like us, with the greater age, one day we will leave the world. So my intention, Dharma's intention is to have the younger generation to take upon a role like Master Lin Ming, Master Lin Fu, continue, and more of the enlightened ones to become ordained. Yuen He is already enlightened too. The next one who would receive the lineage rule would be Master Yuen He of Brazil. He's also a PhD. We have quite a few PhDs here. Master Yuen Ye is a PhD. The green Padmakumara, the Maha orange Padmakumara, Master Yuen He is also a PhD. The pre-doctoral PhD Master Yuen Jin too, the black Padmakumara. And in the future, we would encourage the younger ones to come out and to have the younger generation to continue on the responsibilities, then the two Buddha school will continue on. In the future, we would smile in the spirit world. Of course, we are not in the spirit world under the grave, because we would be in the Mahadeva lotus ponds. like today, when the Golden Mother descended, she was smiling. She was all smiles. She was also happy and pleased to see the younger generations to take on. Anyone else enlightened that I forgot to mention? Anybody else? I hope all masters present, and all the Sangha members present, and all the lay practitioners here, please understand. Once you're enlightened, you need to have your hair shift. And you need to be rather young. If you're older, then the next life. And we can smile in the heavens. But in the future, through the scroll, will continue forever. Here someone wrote a joke. One day, there were two people sent to the crematorium, to the funeral homes, and the people were all smiles. So the officer at the funeral home were curious, why were they smiling in the depths? So the people who brought the corpses there said, the first one, because he was having his wedding night with his wife. He was in bliss and he could not take it, so he died at that moment. So he was smiling when he died. I believe that Bruce Lee too was smiling when he died. And the second, the person who said in the court said, he was both happy and sad. What happened? Because he won the lottery, the first winner of the lottery, and he was very happy. And he walked toward the center of the middle of the road, and he was hit by a car, and he died at that moment. So he was still smiling at that moment. The last one. He was a pure man climbing on a tree. When he reached the top of the tree, the lightning struck and the thunder struck. There was lightning, so he thought someone took his picture, so he smiled. The lightning, he thought it was the flash of a camera, and he died smiling because of the lightning. But the muscles in heaven is not like that. But seeing the two Buddha school disciples, there are many sages and saints in Tribhuta scroll, so Master would smile. So, as lay practitioner, please don't blame me. They may question Grandmaster, why as a lady, he or she cannot get the lineage root. Because at that time of the sixth patriarch, he was too a lady when he got the lineage root. he trained himself until he see the Buddha nature. And at that time he was still a laity. But it's not allowed for a laity to save or to deliver the ordained people or the Sangha. So one of his disciples, who was a monk, ordained him, ordained the sixth patriarch. And the master was also an enlightened one. And my disciple shaved my head, ordained me to become a monk. The great monk Guoxun, he was a true Buddha school disciple, taking refuge in me. But the master was enlightened first. So the monk paid respect to me as his guru, that he ordained me. So, and the ladies and the women too don't blame me, because the Buddha Sakyamuni set the precepts this way. We should not abandon the tradition in Buddhism. The fact that we treat men and women equal, that's already pretty good. But upholding the Buddha Dharma is the first, and all the lay practitioners in the future can become bodhisattvas. And the great lady also gave me a joke. There was a driver who was driving a car. He drove a public transportation, and on the last route, there was only a female passenger with long hair and pale face, and the driver thought, this is the last route and there was only this one woman, and she was pale, and he was scared, shocked, and he pushed on the brake, and when he looked back at the mirror, the woman disappeared. So he was terrified, and he drove again, and he looked at the back mirror, and the woman appeared again, and he was terrified again, and he hit on the brake again, and the woman disappeared again. And then when he continued, the woman appeared again, and then when he broke, she disappeared. And then the woman stood behind him, and there all blood all over her, and she told him, why did you do that to me? What have I done to you? You know, I was just trying to tie my shoelaces. Whenever I try to tie my shoelaces, you need to see it on the brake. So that she was all injured because of that. And blood all over her. The grandmaster is not afraid of a lady with long hair, and grandmaster would not hit on the brake. But I just want to follow the tradition of the Buddhism. Why is there a master that when ordained? This only exists in Tantric Buddhism, and this also happened in Tantric Buddhism of the past. Because in Tibetan, when a king, there is a time a period of time for 200 to 300 years where Buddhism did not exist in Tibet. And all the ordained people in Tibet had to become laity. So at that time, a laity could become a Vajra master. Because the king extinguished all Buddhism in Tibet during that time. So therefore, they were laities who became Vajra masters. But in Tibetan school, at that time, there weren't any Sangha, only lay practitioners at that time. So the lay practitioners became masters. So now I've explained on the reason of what happened then. But from now on, there weren't anyone. All the masters have to be ordained. So don't blame me as the driver of this bus. So in the future, to be a special set example in the Buddhist world, that only the ordained people can become masters. Even when you're enlightened, this is an enlightened laity. Dharma sister, you also get another joke. In the second grade, elementary school, in the natural science class, the teacher asked, a dead person, why would she feel cold? So the temperature of a dead person is low. Nobody answered, and the teacher asked, nobody knows? And then the student answered, when your mind is calm, then naturally you would be cool. So whether you're a lay practitioner or you're an ordained sangha, whether you're enlightened, whether you're a master or not, a Dharma lecturer, assistant Dharma teacher, or just an ordinary disciple, each of you has responsibility. You need to help others of your beings. This way, the Tibetan school will continue on forever. And we always smile in our our great mind that it is ours. So, after saying so much about Tibetan school's affairs, so as the enlightened ones, you have to meet the standards of the enlightened ones. As masters, you have to meet the standard of masters. Like the Sangha too, and also the lay practitioners, the bodhisattvas. Everyone can turn in their place this way, with the mind at ease and at peace. Naturally, we all be cool, and we do not have to lose our tempers. The masters who are ordained, please don't lose your temper, maintain your cool. Those who are enlightened and don't get lineage stroke, also please maintain your cool. Those who are not enlightened yet, the same. Yes, no big deal. Please maintain your cool. And that's all.